Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Maranatha. Jesus is coming again. We continue to learn how God loves his people so dearly. The love of God cannot be compared with anything else in this world. Even after people continue to be high-headed and to be stubborn against God, God continues to look up unto them. This makes me to reflect again on Luke 15, when the prodigal son asked or demanded for his inheritance, which was against the father's wish and against the tradition of the day. The demand of the inheritance was equivalent to asking father to die so that he could get the inheritance. But after he asked the inheritance, the father, who represents God, went ahead to give this boy what he asked for. And the boy left. But even after the boy left, his son left, the father's love continued to desire his comeback, because God did not create any man so that he may perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes shall not perish but get eternal life. That is God's song of praise. That is God's mission statement. That's God's slogan. That's God's desire. It's about love. But it's also good to realize that God, the God of love, is also the God of wrath. There is a difference between the love of God and the love of God. The wrath of God complements the love of God. God has got two parts, and we should be able to realize that God, the love of God and the wrath of God, is like the same coin with two sides. The same coin. You cannot separate the love of God and the wrath of God. The wrath of God is actually meant to bring the same effect that the love of God brings, because he's supposed to bring people to himself. Why God shows his wrath on the people, and especially during the time of tribulation, is not to inherit them, is not to finish them, is not to put them away from himself, but is to inflict pain, severe pain on the people, so that people would come back to their senses and come to the Lord. That is the purpose. So in Revelation 16, verses 1 to 9, we understand the last seven out of the 21 plagues that God was to pour, or God poured, at the face of the earth. And we want to see and follow where and describe what these seven judgment. They are called seven bow judgment. I want you to realize a few things. Is that these seven, they are being sent, or they are being actually commanded from the throne. Look at the Bible. Then I heard a mighty angel, a mighty voice from the temple. Then I heard a mighty voice from the temple. Say to the seven angels, go your way and pour out on the earth the seven bowls containing God's wrath. Now, what do we discover from this statement? It will be good for us to look at this statement, because this statement is very revealing. It talks about that there's a voice that is coming from heaven. It's coming from the temple. Is coming from God. but he's speaking to the angels, seven angels. They're waiting to be sent on earth. But they are told, go your ways and pour out on the earth the seven bowls or bowls containing God's wrath. So they are seven last God's judgment, but they are containing God's final wrath. This is very severe. As we go through it, I want you to discover that God will continue to put this so that some people will come to him, but you discover that some people will respond by even cursing God. But God wants really to make you or to make people feel that they need God. So they are sent from heaven and they are sent to the sinful world. And they are sent with God's wrath. Let's see where God sent them. God sent them in the areas where he gave man. Number one, the first angel left the temple and poured out his bowl on earth. And horrible migrant sores broke out of on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped the statue. Now, the first one was sent on earth. It was sent on the land. This is part of the domain that God gave Adam, where Adam put a lot of programs that were ungodly, that Adam destroyed by his wrong leadership, by the power of the evil one, by the power of Satan. He mismanaged earth. And so this first bow that came from the temple was poured, this wrath was poured on earth. And what happens? Boils. Very painful boils. And who is it directed to? These are the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Let me tell you, people who will get the mark of the beast will really go through very difficult trouble. So it would be good for us to get the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God will give people an opportunity to get his mark first. And those of us who are born again today, we have the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we fail to get the mark of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll definitely not fail to get the mark of the beast. And when we get the mark, when somebody get the mark of the beast and worship the statue, this is, you know, the worship of images of devil, God will send his wrath on you. And boils that are very painful, like those one of Egypt. And it will be to those kind of people. Then look at verse 3. Then the second angel poured out his bow on the sea, and it became like blood of a corpse, and everything in the sea died. Now, do you see that the second area that God targets is the sea, the second domain that God gave Adam? Because remember, God has said, I'd given you all the fish of the sea and everything that was in the sea. And so this one is poured on the sea. This is salty water. And everything, the Bible says that once it is poured there, is that it became like blood of a corpse. Do you know the blood of a corpse? Blood of a dead man. It is very blood. It's very red. Came out there. And it is spread out of the sea. The blood, the blood of a dead man is very, it smells very bad. I don't know whether you have heard, you've ever gone to mortuary before even the people or the mortuary people would be able to prepare the body. That blood smells foul, very bad. But the whole of the sea, the whole of the water masses, they were smelling that way. And not only that, everything in the sea, the Bible says everything. What does that tell you? That all the seafoods died. And therefore, there was an economic crisis. Because when the sea food or the sea animals die, you see, there's a lot of food that feeds the sea. I mean, there's a lot of food that come from the sea that feed the people. So there will be shortage of food. But that's what the Bible says. God is inflicting pain on the people, just like the way he did to Pharaoh and Egypt to release God's people so that they can accept God's will. Look at the third one. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the spring, and they become blood. And I heard the angel who had authority over the water saying, "You are just, O Holy One, who is and who always was, because you have sent this judgment. Since they shed the blood of your holy people and of your prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, it is their just reward." And I heard a voice from the altar saying, "Yes, O Lord God, the Almighty, your judgments are true and just." Now, this is very, very critical. Here, we see that the third angel will pour his wrath, God's wrath, on the springs of the water. This is the water masses. This is the clean water. All the springs. And what happens? It becomes blood again. What are we talking about? It destroys all the living waters, the waters. So there was no more water to drink. There are some animals that also grow in fresh water masses. It all died because the water became like blood. And if you think that this was so bad, there was a lot of praise in heaven. There is an angel in charge of all the water. I didn't know that God has given also some angels to be in charge of the resources on earth. I think this is after Adam sinned. I think this is after Adam was not able to manage when he started putting some programs. But the Bible says there's an angel in charge of all the waters. And this angel said, "Oh, you are just, Holy One, who is and who was and who always was, because you have sent this judgment." So this angel is praising God because God has sent the judgment. And why is he saying that? Why he is happy that the waters become blood, the sea becomes blood, and people are punished out of that, especially those who had the mark of the beast. It showed that those who had mark of the beast, they continue to persecute God's people, is that this angel says that these judgments are just. Why are they just? Because God, these people, they shed the blood of the holy people and the blood of the prophets. And this angel says, then God has given them blood to drink. So he has made the water to become blood. You see, when God's people are murdered in broad daylight, and they are killed, God keeps a record. The angels keep wondering when God is going to, you know, to repay this. And they desire. And this time when God is repaying and putting and making the water to be blood, the angels are worshiping and saying they are drinking the blood, the one they made God's people to drink. And then he says, it is their just reward. So the Bible says, if you kill by the sword, you shall be killed by the sword. Whatever you do to God's people, one day God says, I will avenge. That's why God's people are supposed just to be patient before God and cry to God. The cry of God's people, the tears of God's people, God sees them and God will reward them. And so I want to ask God's people, hold on. Hold on, God will avenge for us, for you. God will fight for you. This angel is telling us, what is in the mind of God, that what God will do to them, it will be a just reward. See here, and I heard a voice from heaven. Another voice from heaven says, yes, it is coming from the altar. Yes, O Lord God Almighty, your judgment are true and just. You see, God's judgment are true and they are just. Then, so whatever God's people go through, one day God will pay for them. And finally, we get to the fourth angel. The fourth angel poured out his bowl, this is God's wrath, on the sun, causing it to scorch everyone with its fire. Everyone was burnt by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over all the plagues, and they did not repent their sins and turn to God and give him glory. Now, I want you to discover something. The fourth, and this is the, you know, the last one we do in this episode, it was poured on the sun, and the sun became excessively hot, scorching. I don't know whether you have gone through a very scorching sun. It was like fire. It was so hot. Remember, the seas are destroyed. Remember, the waters are destroyed. Remember, everything. Remember, the land is destroyed. Now, the sun scorches. And instead of people coming to God, because God meant his people to come, look at what happens, verse 9. Everyone was burned by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God. So people started cursing God. They cursed the name of God, because they knew God had control over all these things. They knew that God was, this plague is coming from God. They did not repent of their sins. They did not turn to God. They did not give God all the glory. But they turned and cursed God. People have got a choice. When God punishes them, they can either curse God or repent and worship God. May it be so that when people go through this, they will be turned to God. Because the purpose of these plagues is for people to repent. That's why the Bible says they did not repent, because God expected them to repent. God of heaven, I pray that no one will get to this. Let those who know you never get to the tribulation time. Help us to stick to you and help us not to curse you. The people who go through this, help them and their hearts to be melted so that they may come to you and not curse you. Help them to turn to you and to worship you and to give you glory in Jesus' name.